My name is George Boyett, and I am the elected Justice of the Peace in Precinct 3, and have been for nearly 25 years. I've heard all the discussion so far, and let me say, absolutely, you have the right, the ability, and certainly have good reasons why you might want to abolish Precinct 2, Place 2's office. There's no question at all that you can abolish it. I have been through two different cycles of abolishing JP offices in the 25 years that I have served. Did they affect me? Certainly. Did they affect Brazos County? Tremendously. There were seven JPs in office when I was elected at shortly after the succeeding census. There was a move, and that was taken down to six, and then down to the number that we have now following another term of time. But your timing is absolutely correct. You need to do it now before you have another election cycle that would affect this office or whoever might be elected to it. But none of the discussions, nowhere this morning, have I heard anything about the magistration duties that the Justices of the Peace voluntarily perform for Brazos County. All five of the Justices of the Peace magistrate prisoners for the Sheriff of Brazos County. The Sheriff becomes the custodian of these prisoners literally within usually within a 24-hour period after they're arrested. The Code of Criminal Procedure, Article 1517, requires that that prisoner be taken before a magistrate and be given a magistrate's warning and a bail hearing held and a bail setting done for him. The five justices of the peace that are in the current offices do that on a rotating basis. And that has evolved from literally a meeting of the minds when all five of the justices of the peace and the sheriff and the district attorney and the county attorney met together because of a situation that was unsatisfactory, where one magistrate's office was typically handling all of those things voluntarily. And the five JPs volunteered to go on a rotating basis and handle the magistrate's court, which we do and started doing at that time on a daily basis, 365 days a year. The rotation typically is 7 days, then you're off for 4 weeks, and you do it again for seven more days, every day. And I believe that the sheriff would bear me out that he's got a requirement to have that prisoner taken before a magistrate, and if there's not a magistrate available, he's got to pick him up and move him somewhere to do that. We are fortunate that the five justices of the peace now have equipment available in their office, which the county has provided, so that we can do that by two-way video magistration, and it works extremely well. Prior to us having that equipment available, one of us went to the jail every morning to do that face-to-face with the prisoners. The important thing is not to move those prisoners outside the jail in an unsecure area. By doing it the way we are now, they are kept in a secure area where they're in the control of the sheriff's office, and with the magistration equipment, we see them, they see us, and we go through that procedure. But what is missing here is the fact that those five JPs are only a small portion of the magistrates in Brazos County. There are three district judges, they're magistrates. There are two county court at law judges, they're magistrates. That's five more. You, sir, are a magistrate. Now we have six more. In addition, Brazos County has the luxury of three paid, unelected magistrates who are also, by definition, magistrates at will. So now there are nine additional magistrates who do not do magistrates' warnings voluntarily, specifically, or otherwise, because nobody has asked them to, directed them to, or allowed them to. But the five justices of the peace, in agreement with the sheriff, the district and county attorneys, agreed to do it, to get it done, because it's something that has to take place in Brazos County. If you eliminate one of the JPs right now, that's 20% of those that are doing it. We're not counting the 14 total JP magistrates we have. We're only counting the five that do magistrates' warning. They're not the only magistrates available. I invite you to include some of the other magistrates in the county to do magistrates' warning. I'll be glad to give up Saturdays and Sundays to allow others to do that. And then another thing that you might want to consider, there are five duties that only the JPs can perform, with the exception of you, sir, as a county judge. And that's to conduct an inquest on a dead body of a person who dies that's unattended, and that inquest has to be, in other words, without medical attention, that inquest has to be done by a justice of the peace. Each justice of the peace in a precinct is usually the first one to be called. If that justice is not available, then they contact the adjacent JPs or any of the others in the county. And if we're all unavailable, they contact you. And that's the way the law reads. Chapter 49A of the Texas Code of Criminal Procedure. And you do away with one of those, and now you're really cutting into the numbers. So it's not the cases that we're talking about, school cases and various caseloads, because the demographics of each of the precincts is vastly different. There are high schools in some precincts that make a difference, and make a difference in Bryan. I don't know about that. I don't have that luxury. I got three high schools in College Station, and they're all three in College Station. None of them are in my precinct, but I hear all the school cases for College Station willingly, because I don't have to hear all the traffic cases at Judge McCleary Hills. And we don't argue about that. I'll trade case loads with him any day, and I think he'd trade with me too. The point is, however, you need to look beyond the caseload numbers, because that's not where things are being taken place. For example, the week that I'm the magistrate, or any of the others are the magistrate, virtually 50% of the day is taken up 7 days a week during magistrate's court. I think we need to take that into consideration. And the inquest situation is another thing that I frankly think needs to be considered. There's no question at all that you can eliminate or abolish a justice of the peace court. You can abolish it today by action here today. There's no question about that. Now, you're going to have to pay Judge Munoz till December the 31st, 2014, because he was elected to that office, and he's allowed, in fact, encouraged by the Constitution, to serve that term out. Each one of us knows that when we run for office. You run for office for the term, and that's all you get. If you want to run for another one, you get to file again, and you need to get to run again. But I'm afraid that this is just a little, I have watched this shrinkage over time, and I'm afraid this is just a little bit, shall we say, premature. But abolishment of the situation, or abolition would be a better word, is certainly well within your power, and certainly a budget-saving measure to that extent. But it's not school cases that matter. It's not total cases. And frankly, it's certainly not revenue. You cannot, you shall not, you should not, you must not equate the revenue that comes from a particular court to do that, because the caseloads, the types of caseloads, are vastly different. A good example, Judge McCleary hears a huge majority of the traffic cases. Traffic cases, by virtue of their nature, produce revenue. We know that. You take another court that hears primarily eviction cases, there's no money in that. Yet for justice to be done, it's a function that has to be performed. Now, does it have to be done in that specific precinct, place? No. The only thing that I know of right now that must be done in the precinct where it occurs is an eviction suit must be filed in the precinct where the property is located. I'll be glad to answer any questions you want. Other than that, they're talking about what we do. We have seven major functions. We're judges of a criminal court. We're judges of a civil court. We're magistrates. We are notary public, by the way, by the virtue of the Constitution. We perform weddings. We do administrative hearings and anything else. And we also answer questions for the Commissioner's Court.